This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, joining me now, Republican Congressman from South Carolina, Joe Wilson, a member of the House Armed Services and Foreign Relations Committees. He is also one of two current members of Congress who's actually been to Pyongyang. Congressman, thanks for joining us tonight.
Shannon, I appreciate our shared Virginia heritage.
Yes, we have that in common. So let's talk about what happened in this letter from the president today. Kristen reported on it and had some passages, including this one as well. The president says, you talk about your nuclear capabilities, but ours are so massive and powerful that I pray to God they will never have to be used. Do you think that there were carrots and sticks in this letter? What do you think works better with North Korea?
Well, what I see is promises made, promises kept. The president promised that unless the negotiations could lead to denuclearization, the removal of nuclear weapons, that he would withdraw. And in fact, this week we know that the North Korean foreign ministry actually issued a threat. And so the president, I think, acted decisively. And then we see that the response is that North Korea now says, we'll meet anytime, anywhere.
It is interesting how quickly it seems that turned around, that coming from the vice foreign minister there tonight saying, hey, this isn't the way we thought this was going to go. Let's get back together and keep talking. What do you make of the fact that the left has immediately jumped on this? We're going to talk about this a little bit later, but saying, he's not going to get the Nobel Prize. He really doesn't know what he's doing. And even some members of Congress on the left have said, listen, we're glad the president walked away. We think it was the right thing for him to do, but he still doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, it's another example of Trump derangement syndrome. But the good news for the American people, we have the leadership of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Ambassador John Bolton, Ambassador Nikki Haley. The president has a team in place that will protect American families.
All right, I want to read this statement that we're getting from the North Korean leader, the first vice foreign minister. And what they're saying tonight, the abrupt announcement of the cancellation of the meeting is unexpected for us, and we cannot but find it extremely regrettable. We again state to the U.S. our willingness to sit face-to-face at any time, in any form, to resolve the problem. How quickly do you think the White House responds, or does this get back on track? Does that June 12th date hold? Do they hold out for a bit? What do you think happens next in this?
Well, again, the good news, whether it be June the 12th or whenever, the door is still open. And there's already been an achievement, the release of the hostages of a regime that murdered Otto Warmbier, the UVA student. And so how far we've come, and I'm just so proud of President Donald Trump and the difference he's making, again, for American families.
And he did thank the North Koreans in his letter very nicely, saying it was a beautiful thing that they had done, allowing those three Americans to come home. There was a lot of praise for him in this letter, and it was something that House Minority Leader Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi actually sort of made fun of. She said that Kim Jong-un must be having a giggle fit reading this letter. She said that it was way too nice and almost a Valentine to the North Korean leader.
Well, I think it was a well-written letter. I thought it was pretty interesting, and it doesn't have to be so diplomatic. The bottom line is we have a leader who is protecting American families. Hey, today's a big day. The National Defense Authorization Act was passed by Congress. We are rebuilding the military. Again, the president living up to his promises to rebuild our military for peace through strength.
Let me quickly ask you, you've seen the video of the supposed demolition of the nuclear test site. It was said that there were explosives used. They collapsed all the tunnels and buildings underneath. What do you make of that? Do you think that's a legitimate way to assess this? I mean, we don't have experts on site there.
Well, we don't have full verification, but that's encouraging, too. Who would have ever imagined? We already know the far left would have dismissed this as not being able to ever occur. Well, whatever occurred was a step forward. And again, I'm grateful for the leadership of Donald Trump.
All right, Congressman Joe Wilson, great to see you tonight, sir.
Well, and Donald Trump, he says very very good news. We received a warm and productive statement from North Korea. We will soon see where it will lead, hopefully, to long and enduring prosperity and peace. Only time and talent will tell, he says. We're looking at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up right after this.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here, and a guest that has been on with us before. And I love having Ramesh here with us because I get to say Arunachalam. And it just sounds like a lovely greeting, Ramesh. I mean, there's got to be some significant meaning to Arunachalam.
It's a greeting. It's a greeting. It's like saying welcome.
Well, I just want to share that with you because you're always welcome here, Ramesh, on Bill Martinez Live. And congratulations on the new book, 9/11, The Unanswered Questions. Well, the terrorist attack, as you write, the terrorist attack of September 11, 2001 was this generation's version of Pearl Harbor. And now, even 17 years later, the war against terror continues and all facets of American life has changed, just as with Pearl Harbor. So many similarities here, Ryan.
Right. Absolutely, absolutely. It was a transforming event, Bill, and just as Pearl Harbor was. And I think there's no question about it. Things have changed. You look at pre-9/11 and post-9/11 days, and I think things have changed very much. Can I go ahead with my story?
No. Go ahead because my questions will come up as we go along. Because just real quick, just as you mentioned Pearl Harbor, the questions remain about the terror attack. Interestingly enough, I mean, you look back Pearl Harbor decades ago, questions still remain. And here we are. I mean, it seems that 9/11, only 17 years down the road, and here we are in the information age that we're in. But there seems to be some consistency of accountability, lack thereof, I should say, and transparency on both these cases, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, Bill. You hit the nail on the dot. Okay. Let me take off from that. See, if you look at 9/11, one of the most important things that went wrong that day was communication between the Federal Aviation Administration and the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, right? So communication failed. If communication had been proper, you wouldn't have seen planes being converted into weapons of mass destruction, right?
Right.
So the Air Force would have been on top, either escorted the planes or done something else. It wouldn't have happened. So I think as the 9/11, so looking at the crime of 9/11, the 9/11 Commission had a duty to look at why the communication system failed. And that's where I think they failed very badly.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at there is something called the National Airspace System, which is the information system of all information systems that come under the purview of the Federal Aviation Administration.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the word, you'll be very surprised, Bill, the word National Airspace System occurs just once in the 9/11 Commission report. It's very strange.
That is
very, very strange.
Why do you think?
And if yes, I'll go ahead. I'll go
okay,
ahead.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead first, and then okay, go ahead. That's fair.
See, what happened was, I think it was important for the 9/11 Commission to ask the question. People were not aware, but the National Airspace System was being designed prior to 9/11. Okay, that's a fact that none of the people who testified mentioned. None of the people, I mean, none of the people from the Federal Aviation Administration, none of the people who were involved in its design ever mentioned it. Mm-hmm. In fact, there was something which I stumbled upon. I came across what was called as the National Airspace System Information Architecture Committee. This committee, it was called the NIAC. NIAC was designing the NAS, putting it in place. NIAC had stakeholders, it had defense contractors, it had private contractors, it had individuals who all had security clearances. We don't know who gave them, who created the NIAC, and there is public domain information that there were contracts given from the Federal Aviation Administration to all these different companies to design the NAS pre-9/11. So the key question here is, what were these stakeholders doing on 9/11? Did they have access to the NAS? What were their security clearances? What were they doing? None of this has been explored, though a vast amount of material exists. And if you've seen my book, I've quoted references extensively, right, showing you the presence of this information.
Exactly.
And I think it's very, very crucial. Yeah, and it's very crucial to understand who designed the NAS that failed miserably on 9/11, who implemented it, and what were they doing on 9/11, and did they, most importantly, did they have access to the NAS on 9/11? And I think these were the key questions.
Yes.
And I think...
Well, yeah, let me ask you, relative to that, how long, you may have stated this, and I may have missed it, how long had the NASC been in operation up, you know, before 9/11?
Operation because see, NAS works in different forms.
Mm.
So, as technology improves, you redesign the NAS, right?
Right.
And the biggest concern in 1998, I'll take you to a conference, and I've mentioned the conference in the book.
Mm-hmm.
April 22nd, 1998, a conference was held on interoperability. What does interoperability mean? It means what I'm saying, you understand. What you're saying, I'm understand. Basically, what it means is there are different information systems in the NAS. All of them need to talk seamlessly, especially in times of disaster, especially in times of hijacking and other such situations.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole conference was to design the NAS so that and put in place appropriate software so that it's interoperable, so that seamless flow of information occurs from point A to point B. For example, from the Federal Aviation Administration's headquarters to the Naran Command Center, which did. Now, if a lot of the taxpayer money was going into all of this, and if this was being designed, and this failed miserably, again, coming back to the same question, not like a broken record, but to emphasize the fact that 9/11 Commission ought to have looked at it, but they didn't because of serious conflicts of interest.
Now, where were the conflict of interest?
Okay, let me give you a couple of clear examples, Bill. Is that okay?
No, please.
Let me start with, I think you'd have heard of the name Jane Garvey. Mm-hmm. Jane Garvey was the Federal Aviation Administrator from 1997 to 2002. When she testified before the 9/11 Commission, she did not mention the fact that the NAS was being designed before, redesigned before 9/11. She didn't identify the stakeholders who were involved, and she didn't mention it. And I'm coming to the main point as to why she perhaps may not have done it, is one of the key stakeholders involved in the design of the NAS is a corporation called Mitre Corporation, M-I-T-R-E. Mitre is big time. It's located in Virginia. It's a big defense contractor. It's big time. It's got the revolving door. People from from the government come to Mitrae, people from Mitrae go to the government, to the Department of Defense, so it's got the revolving door, and Mitrae and its associate company, PTEC, and many others work on specific contracts with the Federal Aviation Administration.
Ramesh? Well, I'm sorry, Ramesh, I got to interrupt you here real quick. We've got to go to break real fast. We'll be right back. Ramesh Arunachalam is with us as we continue to take a look at the unanswered questions here on Bill Martinez Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with Pro Max Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're looking at 9/11, the unanswered questions, the latest book from Ramesh Arunachalam, and he's giving an explanation. Ramesh, let's go ahead and pick it up where you left off before. I'm sorry to interrupt you. We had to go to break.
No problem. So I was saying, Mitrae Corporation, PTEC, and others were were involved in the design of the NAS. And their names were not brought up because there were future 9/11 commissioners who had a relationship with the board members of Mitre. And the example that I gave you is a clear example. Jane Garvey, who was the administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration, 1997 to 2002, testified twice before the 9/11 Commission, in 2003 and 2004. I think the correct dates are given in my book. Mm-hmm. And somewhere in 2004, she joins the board of Mitre Corporation. If that's not conflict of interest, tell me what is.
Exactly. So, wow, this is amazing. So here it is. We've got a blatant conflict of interest. This is just, you know, one aspect of this, of these unanswered questions here, Ramesh. So what else can you tell us?
Right. Okay, this is one. Now you look at the most important people on the ground at the World Trade Center, Ground Zero. They were the firefighters. Now the New York City Department firefighters, FDNY firefighters, have provided, 503 of them had given testimonies, okay? Testimonies of what happened that day, and these testimonies were available. But the 9/11 Commission chose to use them in a very convenient manner. It chose to use them talking about heroism, honor, and the manner in which they excelled. All of that, which is very good. The firefighters did yeoman service. They were brilliant. They were rescuing people. But very importantly, if you go through the testimonies of firefighters, they were talking of explosions and secondary explosions.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and 118 of them spoke of that. And about 90 of them spoke directly of explosions and secondary explosions. And I think it was the duty of the 9/11 Commission to have called in at least a small sample of the firefighters to find out what the firefighters were talking about in terms of explosions and secondary explosions, especially from both the towers, North and South Towers, and also WTC-7, which incidentally was not investigated, which was not even touched upon by the 9/11 Commission in its report. Right. So I think looking at the firefighter testimonies was a very important aspect. This was obtained by the New York Times through the Freedom of Information Act legislation, and it's available. And the book has many excerpts from these testimonies, and you'll see them when you read them.
Yes, they're all right here. Well, the thing is amazing. I mean, when you're talking, you know, that high incidence of firefighters saying they've heard explosions or secondary explosions, how do you omit that from the report? If that's, that's just not incompetence. That's purposeful, I would think.
Yes. That's why I said, if you see the blurb of the book, it says certain lines of inquiry were omitted, whether by design or by incompetence, I don't know. But then, as you rightly say, it can't be incompetence. It has to be by design.
Right? Yeah, because Ramesh, I mean, this is the thing that's so aggravating about what they, and I say they, and that is the class of people that want to determine what narrative they want to put on us instead of giving us an objective perspective. I mean, this is the significance of history. It is so important that we get the history right. If it's rewritten, if it's altered to deviate from the truth, then we pay a big price down the road. And here we are, part of the confusion that we're dealing with even to this day is resulting from something that happened 17 years ago, and that this commission, which, oh yes, they accepted the people's money, they end up giving us, a very weak report. When you have these kind of questions, I think, that are so significant that remain unanswered. I think that's a shame on this commission.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you, Bill. Going on, can I add a couple of more issues?
Yes, please.
See, if you look at the, in a crime, what do? You preserve the crime scene. Right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Preserve the
first thing. Yes.
The first thing. The debris was shipped out to India and China. Nobody, you didn't have samples. Why do you test for stress and force on computer models? If you had the debris samples, you would have got a better answer. Even today, Commission report doesn't fix accountability for why this happened and how the crime scene was not preserved. And that's a crime by itself.
Yes.
Tampering with evidence is a crime. And the report is silent on it.
That's amazing that it is silent and it remains silent. See, Ramesh, this is where the mainstream media does a disservice for us, because they need to really stay on top of this instead of, you know, trying to chase down some prostitute or alleged violation that supposedly the president has made. I mean, we are wasting time and resources on things that don't matter when here we've got questions like this that still aren't answered.
Right. In fact, instead of having, when you can have a criminal investigation into the president with regard to interference of Russia and other things, I think you can jolly well have a criminal investigation into what went on in 9/11.
Exactly.
I agree fully with you.
What other questions that you have in your book?
Yes, I'll tell you. See, look, now all the three buildings, WTC South Tower, North Tower, and WTC 7, they all fell on the same day. They were located at the same place, and they had been leased to the same person. So, as a person of interest, you would talk to him,
mm-hmm.
right? The 9/11 Commission did not talk to Larry Silverstein.
Right, exactly.
To the best of my knowledge, he did. Only two places in the report mention Silverstein properties. But here's the guy. Look at the logic, Bill. If you're an investigator, you're looking at a crime. Here is a person who put in $14 million of his own money, got his friends to contribute something like between $500 to $600 million, mm-hmm. and then had a pre-signing insurance risk report, which estimates the risk of a plane hitting the towers. Has them insured, and he insures them as two events, gets them to be looked at as two events.
Yes.
Which is for an insurance payout of $7 billion and gets a payout of $4.55 billion. Don't tell me the commission didn't find it strange enough to talk to this guy, at least find out what was going on.
And they never talked to him?
To the best of my knowledge, they didn't. There's no testimony on the oath.
Yes.
If you look at the 9/11 website, there's no testimony from Larry Silverstein.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's one of the key persons of interest, as were all the designers of the NAS.
Yeah,
about 20 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you follow the money and you look at what he had to gain, because keep in mind those towers were already, he was already in trouble with those towers because he had to ameliorate all the air intake system. They were loaded with asbestos. We're talking billions of dollars to clear that out, right? And then, as you say, this insurance policy that he took out and specifically had it rewritten to include being attacked by an airplane was done months before 9/11. I believe it was in first quarter of 2001.
So what in July? July.
Yeah. But so what did he know? Well, what did he know to give him that kind of heads up? And then you're saying July. I thought I read at some point it was in the first quarter, but probably, you know, obviously you're right. So in July, and that makes it even worse yet. So 2 months ahead of 9/11,
right.
He's covered.
He's covered. Exactly. So what premonition did he have and how did he have it? I think the commission had a right to find out and let us know, you know, what was his thought process. So that's a big...
Exactly. Ramesh, let me tell you, we're out of time, but you got to come back because we've got so many more questions to address here. And I know our audience is going to be eager to hear more, but I would say the quickest way is to get your hands on his new book, right? 9/11, The Unanswered Questions, available at all the usual places, will be linked on our website. Ramesh Arunachalam on Bill Martinez Live. Ramesh, thank you so much.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Texting enrolls for recurring alerts and offers via automatic text message. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text RISE to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification. Free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text RISE to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text RISE to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word RISE to 246810.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
He's fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine. Cause I'm never gonna leave you. Always gonna see you through to the other side. Keep fighting the good, fighting the good.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thank you for joining in and fighting the good fight at 20 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. This was interesting this past week. I ran across this one, that according to one analysis following Donald Trump's election in November of 2016, the Earth has reportedly experienced its fastest 20-month cooling period since 1916. Okay, forget about global warming. Now we got global cooling going on. So, and of course, blame it on Trump. It's all part of the Trump derangement perspective. But, you know, this is according to one analysis, all right? Commentator Rowan Dean stated on Australia Sky News that there has been a 0.454 degrees Celsius drop in global temperatures over the time period, which translates to almost 1 degree Fahrenheit. Okay, so we got a 1 degree Fahrenheit drop. He explained, contrary to climate change alarmists, predictions of rising seas engulfing the land, maybe not so much. Okay, based on 1984 satellite images, Dean stated, 24% of the world's beaches have indeed shrank, but 28% have grown bigger, giving the world over 3,660 square miles more beach coastline than 30 years ago. This is the thing that's so stubborn about these facts. They can be so inconvenient. And here to help us understand even more is Gregory Wrightstone. He's author of Inconvenient Facts, the science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know. He is a geologist with more than 35 years of experience researching and studying various aspects of the Earth's processes. Gregory Wrightstone, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Kyle, thank you for having me on. And, you know, what you were just talking about is kind of what led to the book, is that, you know, we hear so much conflicting information about climate change. And the book, really, I didn't set out to write a book, but rather I set out to seek the truth. And as a geologist, I knew some of the things we're being told were just wrong. And that really led to the writing of the book.
Well, thank God for your passion and the writing of the book, because it does help out for those people that want to know. I mean, if you want to get fixed in ideology and in somebody else's agenda, you know, certainly that's what happens. But unfortunately, it's very costly, because we've been chasing, as I say, like Don Quixote, all these windmills that we're going after, all in the name of this climate science and this manufactured climate science, utilizing words and, you know, expressions that even scientists, I mean, true scientists don't use. I mean, we recall Barack Obama, our president, leading the way and saying that it is a fact, he says. Well, that's not a scientific term to use, that it is a fact. It may be a law because it's been proven to be so, but not a fact. That doesn't work in science. And of course, at the basis of science is the fact that you keep asking why. You're like a little child that always wants to know why, right?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. But as I got into this, you know, I wanted to write a book. I saw there was a great need out there, Bill, for mm-hmm. a book targeting non-scientists, written in clear English. I didn't dumb, not something that's dumbed down, mm-hmm. but one that just goes directly to the fact of the matter, addresses it in understandable terms, and then so that's what I did with this book. And so many climate change books have 6 or 7 pages of text and then a black and white chart that's barely understandable.
Right.
In this case, I've got 90 full color illustrations, figures all original or nearly all original, for the non-scientist to understand. Plus 14 pages of references in the back, but it is a very understandable, what I'm told, a very readable book to reach out to your listeners.
So, Gregory, as you were doing this, I mean, first of all, you know in your instinct and all your experience that what Al Gore was presenting, what he was getting awards for and all this stuff, that there was something not right about it. And, of course, right out the gate, when some of this scientific information was presented to us, there were holes in it. I mean, it just seemed that it just wasn't consistent. It didn't follow true scientific principle of study, did it?
No, and the one thing that really set me off, like I said, I knew some things were just wrong. Mm-hmm. As a geologist, I knew, for example, the one thing that stood out to me was this claim of ocean acidification. It first came to the forefront in 2005. Now, we'd already been in 6 or 7 years of no temperature increase. I call it the inconvenient pause.
Right.
And they had to come up with something else. So what they claimed is that the oceans are becoming acidic because of rising CO2. But as a geologist, I can look out my back window at limestones that were deposited during times of 6,000 parts per million. Bear in mind, we're about 400 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So they were these limestones, and they could not have been deposited in an acidic ocean, but yet these oceans were 15 times, or the CO2 was 15 times the levels we are today, and the oceans never became acidic. So that was really what, and that's just one example. As I got into it, Bill, it's shocking at the number of what I call the climate apocalypse events that are predicted are just wrong. If you look at what's actually happening today, and that's the difference I have in this book. I live in the real world,
mm-hmm.
and I looked at what's actually happening in the historical past and actually right now, and we find things like forest fires, droughts, intense heat waves are all actually declining. They're not increasing. So what we're being told are the horrible things we're going to hear about are predictions based on climate models that can't really model climate very well at all. They overestimate temperatures. And instead, we'll look at what's actually happening. We find these horrible predicted climate apocalypse events are either not happening or things are getting better.
Exactly.
It's really shocking the number of these things we find that.
Well, this is the temperament of our culture today and our government. I mean, forget about the First Amendment right, because what has happened is climatologists who buy into Al Gore and his theology, they've been weaponized to such a degree that, Gregory, if you don't agree with them, then, you know, you're invalidated God forbid that you're relying for any kind of income from a professorship or anything like that. You'll be stripped of any kind of tenure and kicked out of the club and a whole deal. So that's the unfortunate thing, is that all these lies are forced upon people because they have gotten good people who know better, like yourself, to keep quiet. If not, it's going to be at a price to be paid.
Well, I'm a target for sure, and it's not. And I hope it gets worse because I keep writing op-eds. Last week I had two op-eds. One was, I love carbon dioxide, and so should you.
Yeah.
And the other was, how green is my planet, talking about an Earth that's actually prospering and flourishing rather than going into some cesspool, climate cesspool.
Right.
Heads were exploding on the climate alarmists' websites and the Facebook pages. So with stuff like that. I have another op-ed coming out tomorrow on windmills and how Pennsylvania has actually banned wind turbines on their properties because of the environmental, negative environmental effects. And all these things are, I think a lot of this is getting out there. And I really do see a sea change in the public's attitude. And even in the scientific community, I'm getting tremendous response from people.
Well, this is the era of fake news that we live in, and of course, leading the way has been this new climate science, and we've been living with this, and we go, okay, where's the empirical evidence? You know, everything that, Al Gore said was going to happen hasn't happened, and I remember in the old days reading about when you had people that came in and made predictions and they ended up being false. They were pretty well marginalized and taken out. I mean, in the old days, they would take them out and murder them. They say, we don't want this kind of stuff to reproduce. But today, people like Al Gore and these other scientists.
Celebrated.
Yeah, I mean, and celebrated for what? And given, Nobel Peace Prizes and whatever. And you go, what are you doing? I mean, so in other words, we're telling all the younger people, if you put out a big enough lie, then you're going to be awarded, I guess, So.
Yeah.
This is pretty crazy stuff. Well, the book is outstanding, and we're going to talk more with Gregory Wrightstone. I mean, look, if you want to know the truth about what is going on, you already know that things are not according to Hoyle. There's a lot of holes in the argument and a lot of inconvenient facts that are getting in the way of the theory that Al Gore has been presenting on us.
Brought to you by Fiber One. Brownies don't always have to mean guilt. Fiber One Brownie Bites satisfy your sweet tooth and offer the benefits of daily fiber. At only 130 calories per pack, it's a snack you can feel good about. As schedules start to get busy this spring, these delicious and perfectly portioned bites are the ideal on-the-go treat. With mouth-watering flavors like chocolate fudge and chocolate caramel, it's hard to believe each pack has 5 grams of fiber and less than 10 grams of sugar. Brooke Parkhurst, entertaining expert and cookbook author.
I carry Fiber One Brownie Bites in my bag just to have around when I crave a quick and delicious treat. They're low in sugar and high in fiber.
Add to your snacking routine this spring with this guilt-free indulgence. Find them at major grocery stores nationwide in the snack aisle. For specific retailers, visit FiberOne.com/shop. That's FiberOne.com/shop.
Money, money, money. Money, you gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire.
Oh, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Gregory Wrightstone continues. He is author of Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. He is a geologist with more than 35 years of experience researching and studying various aspects of the Earth's processes. Gregory, as you were saying, the book is written in a way, not to be confused with being dumbed down, but written in a way that it's in English and easily understood. And you've gone through painstaking researching, extents to make it that way, and it's a power-packed book with positive with information that will be valuable for people that really want to know.
Yeah, I was so empowered here a few weeks ago. I spoke at the Romney Tea Party in Romney, West Virginia, to their group, and the fellow helped me set the screen up. He just went on and on about how great the book was, and at the end, he said, that's the first book I've read since high school. And
wow.
I said, aha, I've been successful. I've written a book that's, and again, it's not dumbed down. But, Bill, I want to tell you something else about this. What I wrote this book for was to empower people and to empower your listeners. I'll provide to them a PowerPoint of the top 25 figures in the book. If they just go to my website, inconvenientfacts.xyz, and just hit the subscribe button. I'll send them a PowerPoint with the top 25 figures in the book. That way, if they have their brother-in-law from Miami post something about polar bears going extinct, they can have something they can post on social media about the 60-year increase in polar bear population. So I want to do that for your listeners. So it's inconvenientfacts.xyz, and there's no cost for it, no charge.
Okay. All right, good. Yeah, I just I'm just coming up on it now, and let's see here. Here we go, and it's all set up right there for you. So that's great. Arm yourself with the facts. Beautifully illustrated, wonderfully written, and very readable. And that's a blessing. And they've got a right there on the title page, you go subscribe and get PowerPoint. This is what Gregory's talking about. That's awesome. That's awesome, Greg. Thank you so much.
And you can buy the book there too. I got up this morning. I about had a heart attack. Went to Amazon. I had more than 80 reviews there yesterday. They were all gone.
Wow.
I immediately suspected a grand conspiracy to shut me up, but it turns out they've got a system-wide failure. So if your people go to Amazon to buy the book and they go, oh, there's not even one review, well, that's Amazon's problem, not mine.
Yeah, it'll be cleared up shortly,
without
a doubt. Well, Gregory, you know, there's been a lot of suggestion, and whenever there's natural disasters, I mean, we got a volcano in Hawaii wreaking havoc. We've got, again, we're coming into a situation. We got hurricane season about to embark, and we're told it's going to be a rather active one. Water all over the place, you know, being reported, birds falling out of the air, and it's all somehow related to, you know, this climate science. What do you say about all this stuff?
Well, it's just we don't see it reflected in the actual data. We see that hurricanes have actually been in slight decline for a long time. I like to use, and again, we talked about me living in the real world, looking at the real data. I like to use forest fires as an example.
Okay.
Everybody thinks forest fires are increasing, right? Probably 99.8% of your listeners are going, yeah, I do. They're not. I thought they were until I actually looked at the data. And I'm no fire expert, but I went and found out from the fire experts what's really happening. People like at the Canadian Fire Service or in the United States, the U.S. Interagency Service. These are people who deal with that. You look at the long-term studies worldwide in the Northern Hemisphere, and there's been a significant and pronounced decline in forest fires for more than 100 years.
Wow.
And the experts say it's due to climate change. And it sounds counterintuitive that we should have warming temperatures leading to less fires, but the warming temperature actually leads to more water vapor content in the atmosphere and a slight increase in precipitation, which leads to more soil moisture, which means that dampens forest fires. And then it's compounded by increasing CO2 because of CO2 fertilization effects. The plants aren't sucking as much water. Their water needs are greatly reduced, so they're not sucking water out of the ground. So those two things are combining for increased soil moisture around the world that's driving down the number of forest fires, helping reduction of droughts, reducing intense heat waves. And these are all things that you'll never hear in the mainstream media. In fact, your listeners, if they're in front of a computer, just a great example of what I'm talking about is from NASA. If they just Google NASA, greening, and Sahara, those three keywords, NASA, greening, and Sahara, and you'll see what NASA has to say about this. NASA says that the world is greening, it's prospering, it's thriving. NASA says up to 50% of the Earth is what they call greening, and only, in other words, increasing vegetation. Only 4% of the Earth is what they call browning, or becoming desertified, or reducing. That's a really good trade-off.
Right.
I'll take 50% increase over 4% negative. I'll take that any day of the week.
Gregory, how much of this stuff is just the natural ebb and flow of the nature of life on Earth?
Well, I think we are having an impact by increasing CO2, but the impact we're having appears to be positive in many, many regards. We're told that we're at dangerously high levels of CO2, but if we look throughout Earth's history, we see that CO2 levels have historically been greatly increased. For example, again, I mentioned we're at 410 parts per million right now. Throughout Earth's history, prior to our current period, the average was 2,600, more than six times what we're at. And Earth and plants and animals all thrived at these higher CO2 levels. Plants were growing more crops thanks to warming temperatures. Warming temperatures have longer growing seasons, CO2 fertilization effect. There's in the book I list about 10 benefits of increasing CO2. and high levels of CO2 is not dangerous. Our submarines often exceed 8,000 parts per million, and the U.S. Navy doesn't anticipate any harmful effects from that.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, but again, in this information age in which we live in, the challenge and the opportunity that is before us is to make sure that we have a truth filter between us and the information, and we, you know, demand of the source that we are reading from that we demand truth, mm-hmm. right?
Right, right. And it's this, they take, and I say they, the alarmists, the environmental extremists, take a kernel of truth and then twist it into something it's not and run with it. We saw that in the fracking debate, mm-hmm. The anti-pipeline movement. A great example was a report that was issued by the European Union, I think it was last year, that predicted that there would be, they looked at temperature-related deaths going forward in the mm-hmm. next 60 years. And they estimated there'd be 160,000 more deaths mm-hmm. because of warming temperatures due to heat. And that's what the media ran with. What the media didn't report, in that same report, they said there'd be 260,000 lives spared mm-hmm. from cold-related deaths. So we'd have an increase of 100,000 people more that survive temperature-related deaths. Mm-hmm. And we also see the big studies in terms of temperature-related deaths. The biggest one of its kind showed that there were 20 times as many people die due to cold as they do, right. due to heat. So warming temperature is going to save millions of lives of early mm-hmm. deaths.
Well, you know, the thing, at the very core of this, I guess, which bothers me, Gregory, is that what are they really trying to sell us on?
Mm.
I mean, this whole climate stuff, global warming, climate change, all this other stuff is all a bunch of hooey. As far as I'm concerned, because there seems to be a underlying agenda in all this, and that is that the brain trusts of this world that have gotten together, this cabal, that have decided that the Earth cannot sustain, it's not viable to manage, a growing population. I mean, they think it should be half of what it is right now, arbitrarily. I mean, suddenly they are God and decided, is it not? I mean, isn't this at the bottom of all this?
Well, that's the political angle here, and it's is it anti-capitalist? I think part of it is. It's just anti-business. But at the beginning of the book, I think there's a great quote from H.L. Mencken, and I'll just paraphrase it. But H.L. Mencken warned us of governments and agencies that create these imaginary hobgoblins of alarm mm-hmm. with which they use those to frighten the population, and they scare the population enough that we citizens will gladly accept, you know, punishing and onerous regulations like the Paris Climate Accord.
Right.
Why in the world would we accept economically crippling sanctions on us and sucking money out of our economy? Why would we do that unless there was no pending climate catastrophe?
Well, it's all about that evening, the transfer of wealth from one nation to another, and it's all fitting. And of course, some of this, again, we go back to the political, and what we're looking at here is, as they say, the tip of the iceberg. Gregory Wrightstone, author of Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. Gregory, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Inconvenientfacts.xyz. There'll be some interesting pages there for you, plus some op-eds you can look at.
Yeah, and not to mention the fact that you can't arm yourself with the facts, subscribe, and get the PowerPoint that he talked about. So go to the website.
Buy the book there and get $5 off.
Well, there you go. Today only, huh? Why not?
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's a no-brainer.